Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Chicago's Afternoon News, 720 WGN. Kitty Bratner is one of the founders of March 4th. We're going to check in with her in just a moment, but someone left us a voicemail message.
Ever so grateful and thankful to the Lake County Crime Investigation Team, hundreds of first responders that helped us out in Highland Park and are keeping us safe daily. Thank you.
That's what the voicemail is all about. Say whatever you choose to say at 312-222-5050. And I couldn't agree more. And I know, Kitty, you feel the same way as well. What time did you get back from D.C. yesterday?
Oh, Lisa, I wish I could tell you. I know it's in the afternoon.
It's got to be exhausting. I know you took this. I don't know. I would say it's a challenge, but it's an undertaking. It's throwing everything you have at something you believe in. Kitty Bratner is one of the founders of March 4th, as in F-O-U-R-T-H, a group that came together very quickly after the massacre in Highland Park. And you got to D.C. in no time, and you got together with other people from Uvalde, and you managed to have the ear of people like Dick Durbin and Tammy Duckworth and your representative, Brad Schneider, who joined us yesterday on the air. But those are all people who are in your corner. Did you have an opportunity to speak with members of Congress or members of the Senate who don't believe in a federal ban on assault weapons?
You know, we did, but I also want to really highlight that even if folks are in our corner, it's equally as important for us to communicate with them, and I'll explain why. Coming out of our meetings in D.C. and the rally, which was just the most emotional 48 hours of my entire life, including my childbirth, I am so motivated to see news coming today from our efforts this week. Two major actions coming out of Congress that didn't happen before these meetings, right? So we met with these folks that do believe and stand with us. But the first of those actions is on Wednesday, the House Judiciary Committee is going to do what's called a markup, which is a key step to getting the bill of banning assault weapons onto the floor for a vote. That is a very big deal because this bill was introduced in 2021 and it has been sitting until now. So huge deal there. And secondly, also on Wednesday is a big day in D.C., there is a Senate Judiciary Committee hearing for Highland Park. And the Highland Park survivors, we are able to help them in attending that hearing, and I think that will be incredibly powerful. So I think it's going to be continually important to meet with everyone because, again, this isn't political. It's all sides of every aisle, and it's a human issue.
Well, and you're not a political person by nature. I mean, you were thrown into something that motivated you to do what you can do as an American citizen, and that is go to D.C. and demand that people listen to you. And I'm so happy to hear that results are happening because of it. Could you have imagined ever finding this voice or having this strength as a mom of a couple of kids even 3-4 months ago?
Gosh, no. I've been telling people I think this is my fourth child, and I I'm a working mom of three. I've been at LaSalle Network for 13 years as a sales rep, right? Like, I thought I kind of had my life figured out, and I realize now that I can't do one more thing until this is done, until this is passed, and until I feel that my kids and other kids across America are safe. And I think, importantly, it's I think the universe made this happen, right? I think you need people who are from the cheap seats like me, who were not directly impacted by a mass shooting, and people who are directly impacted by a mass shooting to stand shoulder to shoulder together to make this happen. And I think that's really why it's working.
Did you bring pictures or video with you to D.C.?
Did I take it there or did I bring...
Yeah. Yeah, because we spoke with the mayor yesterday, Nancy Rotering of Highland Park, and she is going back to D.C., and she is arming herself with pictures and video of what happened to try and show the impact that this weapon had on the people that...
Yeah. I will tell you one of the most powerful images that will forever be seared into my mind is that of a fourth grader, Caitlin, who spoke with one of our senators. She was in the meeting. She pulled up her notes and spoke so incredibly eloquently. And as she spoke, saying that she was speaking for her best friends who are no longer here and no longer have a voice, she wore a necklace made of pins of the pictures of her friends who were murdered with an assault weapon. If that isn't an image that can change your life, I don't know what is.
I can't imagine how difficult these days have been for those children, for people in Highland Park. And I just applaud you for doing what you're doing. I'm telling you what, you got my attention when you said they blanked with the wrong moms. And I'm like, oh, that's what it takes is a mad mom to stand up.
And dads. It's a lot of different people from a lot of walks of life. But I'm learning that. I think we're a lot more united in this than we think, and that we're being told, and we're going to make it happen.
And grandmas and grandpas and aunts and uncles. I mean, it's really about bringing people together to have your voice heard. And every time you've appeared on our show or the mayor has been on the show, but mostly when we're talking about you, people are like, okay, how can I join that cause? Where can I go? So share that info with them.
I'm afraid. And not because I don't want the help, but because I currently have a team of unbelievable volunteers that are manning several inboxes. So I'm going to say it if I'm getting a thumbs up from my colleague right now. The email is Kitty, K-I-T-T-Y, March 4th, as in 4th of July, at gmail.com. This organization is 9 days old. We are working to get our own domain. We need help. We want help. We don't know how to organize said help yet. We're still learning. And so please bear with us if we don't respond immediately. But we are so, so grateful for any form of support that we can get.
Well, thank you for helping lead the charge with the many others who are at your side, behind you, in front of you, and around you, because what happened in Highland Park, what happened in Uvalde, Buffalo, Aurora should never happen again. And I'm glad that you're keeping up the fight, even though it's exhausting.
Adrenaline's a magical thing, and we're not going to stop until it happens. Thank you so much, Lisa.
Thank you, Kitty. Have a good day. Get some sleep.
Take care. We'll try. Thanks.
Kitty, March 4th, as in F-O-U-R-T-H, at gmail.com. That's the email. If you want to help out, help out. If you disagree and don't want to be kind about it, then don't use the email. You know, let them as a volunteer group do what they choose to do. Hey, Steve has your news. That is coming up next on 720 WGN.
Lisa Dent, WGN.